Happy back to school. It's a Glass in the Afternoon radio program. Midweek Wednesday, MCCSC, RBB, back to school. Rodney Dangerfield, the whole gang, take them all with you. This is great. The triple Lindy, whatever you need to do. And joining me in celebration is my great friend Jordan Davis. What's up, man?
Not too much. Just was riding out everywhere I've eaten the last week. And it was one of those where I think I even told you. I was like, no wonder my bank account is so low. I've been to 10 different places since we last talked.
The pencil sharpener's over there if you need to reload the lead and get it all ready to go. It's good to see you, my man. It's school is back in session. It is the only holiday in August. It's Happy Parents Day is what we call this one. Go out, have some lunch, have some dinner, have some fun, and the kids will be out. Now we got to remember, let's be cool. We've got different traffic patterns in the morning, in the afternoon. Everybody's excited to see their friends and do all that. The kids don't care, but we have to care. We're the adults in the room, so just give it some time, give it some room to breathe. Give yourself just a couple extra minutes wherever you're going if you are involved in the school commutes in the morning or the afternoon. It felt like 100 yesterday. You just came in. How nice is it outside today?
Not bad at all. Yesterday I felt miserable. I felt sweaty and sticky, and today I'm like, oh, it's
I didn't even go manual. Outside yesterday. I was sweating. Just watching
other people walk by.
Assuming the heat when I got out there, then I just drove home and then went right back into the air conditioned. But 78 feels like 82. The air is heavy, but there is no sun to roast us. And there is no rain with these clouds. So, I'm sorry, 79 feels like 83. So that would be a little bit easier on everybody who's outside practicing, walking around, or doing whatever else. And then we'll return to normal, 85 and sunshine tomorrow, 80 and sunshine on Friday, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday, and nothing better than a 10% chance of rain the rest of the week. So our friends in Ellettsville, finally, finally, they get, well, look, the sun's coming out in Ellettsville, at least for a minute here. But Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday has had the dodgiest weather for two straight months. And if you guys on the first day of school want to give your kids a treat when they get out, 4:30 it starts, right?
Yeah.
Stop by and say hi because you've got goodies to get to and all the fun stuff that's going on there.
Yeah, Marcy Jane Lewis Park. It's from 4:30 to 8:30. We have live music from 6 to 8. We have the Hammer and the Hatchet, a really great kind of Americana bluegrass duo.
Sounds like an English pub.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. The Hammer and the I can't do a British accent.
You tried. That's
kind of. But yeah, tonight we have Bloomberger, Donair Kebab, Lapa Blonde, a Little Thai, Chocolate Mousse doing ice cream. It's been very hit or miss. Don't know about the future of Food Truck Wednesday, but we're for sure running it through the end of September. So if you want to see it, stick around, come out and show out and let us know that you want us to kind of keep it going because it's been a really, really tough year.
It has. The weather hasn't helped.
No.
Having it one day, again, that's not easy either. But you know what? Very rarely, unless you like pop open a chain restaurant, like if you and I opened a Cheesecake Factory tomorrow, we'd be really busy from the start and going.
Right.
Things take time to build and figure into your routine and where is it at. And the folks of Ellettsville just haven't had a break with the weather. Nobody wants to go out in thunderstorms and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, and yeah, even if it doesn't rain, you don't know that. You don't want to go out there and then it does and you're getting soaked.
You're not going to today.
Yeah, your pad thai tastes great until you have two cups of water dumped on top of it.
Do you have anything in soggy cardboard I can hold that? But if you don't want to cook that first day of school, want to give them a little treat, run out there. Have a little bit of fun. So that's a great way to do it. So our forecast is good, and we hope our friends in Ellettsville who have stuck with this, we can give them some help. You're going to have a great Friday. Why? Well, because the weather's great, and that's another big one. Anytime we can get it under 80, the other part of Friday that's going to be interesting, and people might not even remember this, there are no kids. They're in school. Lunch yeah. dates. Lunch date. You can go enjoy it. You don't have to watch where your kids are running around and running off to. You can actually go there, order what you want, sit down, take a deep breath, and have a nice little afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And the lines are so much short. I mean, that's the one complaint we ever get about Food Truck Friday. You got to wait a while. It's been great this year. We've had a good, consistent, large lineup of trucks and vendors to where last year we had a few months there where it was tough. You wasn't a single truck you could go to and get food quickly because the lines are just long. But we've had that problem solved this year. Go during lunch. Don't have to wait very long at all. It's 11 to 9. It's all day. It's free to attend.
After school, be a little bit busier.
Yeah, Switchyard Park. City City of Bloomington's doing part of their summer concert series, so they got a couple good bands playing during dinner.
You've got bands filled out for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
on that,
through
right?
the end of October. We've got it's on the Food Truck Friday Facebook page, facebook.com/Food Truck Friday. You can see every band, every opener. It's already been booked. It's out there. It's ready to go. I think there was one last slot I just filled today from 5 to 6, but you won't even notice it if you look on there. But a ton of great music. Ton of great food, free to attend, 11 to 9, Switcher Park every Friday.
Free parking, free everything.
Yeah, not free everything. But,
yeah. Well, free everything to get you in the door.
Free parking, yeah, free to attend, and then spend as much or as little as you'd like. Pull up a lawn chair, listen to music, you don't have to spend a dime.
You can, but you will help our local business owners if you can, because we know summer. We're talking about this before we got on the airwaves. Summertime is good in Bloomington. It'll be better once the convention center expands and opens because it will drive more people in weekly for our restaurant and bar businesses. And but in the summertime, it is quiet. And these folks are trying to make ends meet before all the college kids come back. And you have football weekends and fall festivals and Lotus festivals. And we'll just keep going and going and going. So it's a great time to do it. And when you have a day that it's going to be 77 and sunshine or 78, whatever it is, that's perfect.
Yeah, and you have no shortage of options. We're loaded this week, just like we have been. Bloomburger, Planted, Kebab on Wheels, Jay's Kitchen, Little Bull Tie, Donair Kebab, La Poblana, Betty's Hot Dogs, Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Raper Burger, Una Mas, Weaver's Barbecue, Chocolate Mousse. You got everything. It's
so
all covered.
You could literally eat at each place and cover 15 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a absolutely. Cool way of looking at it.
Yeah, for sure. You got.
So if you
yeah.
don't, if you're not sure what you want. Just either get a bingo thing and, or just, you know, what do you call that? The hopper?
Yeah, yeah. Just
pull one out.
I call it the wheel. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Wheel. The wheel. Okay,
yeah,
well, yeah. Spin the wheel. Yes. Make sure you put all the places in there.
Yeah.
And then you have your kid pull one out and say, yeah. Okay, it's Jay's Kitchen this week. All right, we're going to Jay's
yeah,
Kitchen.
Yeah.
And then when your kids say, well, I don't want Jay's Kitchen, you say, well, then there's 14 other things you can choose
from. Or you listen to the wheel and the wheel spoke.
And I would not. Please do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Don't do it. Jordan Davis in the studio this afternoon. We're having fun. So that's an exciting weekend. First weekend, everybody's back to school. A little short week here. But it is before kids start moving in. And as we talk each day deeper into August, there'll be another mark to hit, time to move in, a class to start, whatever it is. We always will have something going on. So enjoy these last moments of parking where you like, and they'll be back. So that's always fun. What else is going on? Well, busy weekend last weekend raising money for a really good cause. Community Kitchen had their Chef's Challenge. They did so out at Ivy Tech, and this I thought was a really cool idea. Because in the past, and look, I'm not knocking anybody for raising money. Don't take this the wrong way. Somebody will, but I'm saying it anyhow. Tell me how the Chef's Challenge went at Buskirk Chumley. Just tell me how it went.
Yeah, so in the past, it's been the Buskirk. They had all three chefs up front. But you could, you know, you buy a ticket. There's a lot of hors d'oeuvres and things you can eat out in the lobby, bring it in, drinks, wine, whatever. But you're watching everyone cook from your seat. And then there's also a screen. There's a cameraman going around. And so you can see some of the footage. Do you want me to say how that was at Ivy Tech?
I want you to compare and contrast.
Yeah, so
this way is better.
Yeah, so, I mean, Ivy Tech was cool, too. You could be a little more hands-on. You're not in the kitchen, but there's these large windows, and you can look in the kitchen. You're a little closer, seeing what's going on. Then you can walk to the other side of the building, take a seat at your table. You know, the judges are over there. But the thing is, you're being fed some of the stuff that they're making.
That's the key.
And that was the big difference.
Oh, I thought that
and
was
that's
a
why
great
they,
idea.
And that's why they moved it out there from Buskirk.
Because you have a working kitchen as opposed to wheeling in a couple things.
Correct.
A hot burner to cook on or whatnot. So it's evolved into a good thing. But the reason we do this is why? To show off the creativity of our local chefs and raise money. And give me the results. Who was out there cooking for the dollars and how much money was raised? Because it's a big number.
Yeah, so, I mean, man, it was tough. When I saw the lineup, I'm like, dude, I have no idea who's going to win this. Because they had Cody Gradoff from Osteria Rigo. Phenomenal, maybe my favorite restaurant in town. You have Adam Nossinger from Uptown Cafe, who has worked at multiple Michelin star restaurants. He came on the No Dishes podcast. His resume is insane. Absolutely insane. And then you have Dan Thomas, who won last year when I was a judge last
who
year.
Who is at the most highly, perhaps currently acclaimed restaurant
yeah,
in Bloomington.
At the Elm, yeah. And so, you know, I know firsthand what he was able to do last year winning the event. Adam, I know his resume. Cody, again, that might be my favorite. I love Osteria so much. But Adam Nossinger came out on top. Uptown Cafe represent. They won. And then most importantly, Community Kitchen raised over $30,000 to help feed those in our community that need it the most.
That is delightful. And the secret ingredient, peaches.
Peaches.
Very
going
similar
to the country, gonna eat.
What's that other bad song with peaches?
Justin Bieber has one,
yes,
called Peaches. I get my peaches out in Georgia.
That's the one. And on spring break, that was hot, and I almost walked. I almost got out and walked.
I'm not a big Biebs guy, but that song, because it has Daniel Caesar on it, I like Daniel Caesar. It's got a good, it's a nice mellow song.
That probably has a double entendre somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it definitely does in the President of the United States song. It does.
Okay. We're not going to get into the pop hip hop world. Peaches. Were they given peaches and said do work, or they said give us peaches in three courses? How does this work?
Yeah, so they all have to do your three courses, and then they
– It's just like the TV show, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's very much just like Iron Chef, Iron Chef style challenge. They do the three courses, and they stagger their starts by like 15 minutes each. So someone starts, but they all don't find out the secret ingredient until right before they start, and they have to incorporate it into all three courses.
Gotcha. Peaches are great. They're in season.
Yeah, better than last year was carrots. I feel like peaches was a little easier.
We got to have fun. Girls just want to have fun.
Thanks.
People want to have
Cindy.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody wants to have fun. It's like, oh, geez, carrots. Oh.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Bugs Bunny's like.
Yeah. I guess it's easier to hide carrots than it is to hide peaches.
Peaches are delicious. But carrots are fine.
But part of the judging is how it is incorporated and how it accentuates the dish.
I don't know who wants carrot mousse. Carrot cake, I'm all for. But
anything with cream cheese icing.
I think you could just do that. You put cream cheese icing on an old shoe, and I'm probably not going to think twice. Just dive in there. Speaking of food, big boy, what have you been eating?
Yeah, well, speaking of cream cheese icing.
How many cinnamon rolls have you had since I've seen you last?
Well, so I've been to Baked twice in the last week.
Let me start our segment, it's already 10, 15 minutes old. Our great friends at Olive Leaf and the Bloomington Chocolate Company bring you Jordan Davis each week.
Yeah.
We thank the Olive Leaf.
And yeah, thank you.
We've got to make sure we've done all that. They're located on the east side, and if you stop by and say hi, you can come for the smells. Leave with the ingredients for new recipes that will impress your friend, even maybe using carrots.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe make
some green cheese icing.
Let's go back to what you're eating. Thank you, Olive Leaf.
Yes.
Make sure we get them involved with us. Cream cheese icing. Now I'm distracted again.
Yeah, so I went a few different examples. Well, so I had Baked a couple times in the last week. They have a cream cheese icing or they have an Oreo cream cheese icing. Both are amazing. And then I had the owners on last night to record, Jeremy and Jason. Awesome dudes. Both started there as delivery drivers. Bought it when it was,
doubly expanded?
Yes, so they have both of those spaces. One is the bakery side where I think they said every Wednesday, I forget what day of the week it is, you can go watch them make all the dough and just like you're on an old school Noble Romans. Absolutely, you read my mind. Baked cream cheese frosting, great owners. Again, they were on the podcast last night. It'll come out here in a few weeks, the No Dishes podcast. Shout out, what up? Crumble, been hitting Crumble. They did... cream cheese. It was like a cream cheese kind of frosting on this like chocolate peanut butter cake they had. And I love doing their lattes, and they had like a maple scone. And then the other one is I've hit up Two Sticks twice in the last week.
Jordan Davis brought to you by Ozempic.
Yeah. and they have cream cheese brownies. So, so funny. You just happen to bring up carrot cake, which brought us cream cheese. We brought up 3 of the 10 places I've ate at in the last week.
That's, in the Major League Baseball, 3 out of 10 is Hall of Fame.
We're doing pretty good.
That's Hall of
Hitting 300, buddy.
Jordan Davis is our guest, and I did not properly introduce him at the beginning because I get excited when he comes into the studio. You could probably hear my tail hitting the door. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Mousse. He's the organizer of every big food truck event here in town and the No Dishes podcast host and cream cheese aficionado.
Yeah, yeah. And soon to be a Ozempic spokesperson.
Well, that's good.
On that note, went to Applebee's. They're doing $15.99, all you can eat, riblet, fried shrimp, boneless chicken.
I saw that.
Chicken wings, yeah.
And, Mikey's 10 now, and he has no filter or shutoff valve.
Perfect.
So I might have to wheel them out there with Dad and see what kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Did they ask you to leave politely, or did you just stick it out?
No, so the question at the end for me was...
Well, what about the beginning? Where do I start?
No, yeah, yeah. Well, so that was easy. I was like, I'm starting Riblets. I've wanted Riblets for a while, but the last two times I've been to Applebee's over the last 5 years, I go on, like, the Riblet price is way too much. So I'm like, I don't, whatever. But if it's part of the all-you-can-eat, sweet, I'm going to try the Riblets. I loved them as a kid. They were okay. They were all right.
Well, they're never as good as they are when you're a
kid. Not at all. No. Not at all. But they were okay to come with some fries and slaw. And so your first course, you know, my girlfriend did the shrimp, and then my buddy, he did riblets. And the first course is big. They give you a big first course. But then you get your refills, your food refills, my favorite thing in the world, food refills. And you can mix it up. You can do a different protein, whatever. So then I did four orders of shrimp. Okay. Like one refill. And so I got to 24. So the only question I had at the end was, do I do one more just to hit 30? Just to hit 30 shrimp.
A nice round number.
Plus like the half pound of riblets. And then after the second order.
You're already at two dozen. You'd be all right.
Of the shrimp, I was like, I saw a waitress walk out with a Mountain Dew for a table. I'm like, I need a Mountain Dew. So then I got a Mountain Dew instead of the water. So it was a good trip. It was a fun, successful trip to Applebee's. I really feel like we epitomized the eating good in the neighborhood.
They are continuing that promotion. Please take advantage. if you have hungry kids, it works. It absolutely works. And if you're like me, who could eat 5,000 fried shrimp in a sitting.
Shrimp, especially shrimp cocktail.
They have shrimp cocktail?
They don't, but I'm saying it's bottomless. Yeah. I don't fill up on that.
Yeah.
That's why I started Riblets, and then I was like, I'll just keep going on shrimp all day.
See what it says tomorrow on the calendar, Thursday the 8th at the bottom there in red. See what that says? Heart scan.
You asking me to tag along?
I'm going tomorrow. No.
Should I get one too?
Well, if you're over 45, they suggest you should do so. So I'm going to. I told the joke earlier. My wife said, see if they find anything. I said, okay, that's
good. Cool. Oh, nice, yeah. It's like, does it have a temperature? How cold is it?
How do you like your shrimp? Well, I don't know. Fried? Oh, we'll see if that's worked. I got a few more years. You might have a few more pounds on me in the shrimp consumption department this week.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I think it was last Thursday we had the air fryer.
Oh, there you go. I mean, I definitely have just coconut. More pounds on you in general.
Got a coconut
shrimp. Oh, there you go. A little mango cocktail sauce.
Awfully, awfully, awfully tasty. Lenny's has Tomato Fest tonight and tomorrow. If they don't run out. These are all locally sourced tomatoes. If you're a big fan of tomatoes, which in Indiana, if you're from Indiana, you have to be. Them's the rules. That and sweet corn. Got to like both of those. You can stop by Lenny's. Cardinal Spirits is doing brunch again. For those of you who are in the brunch world, that's not my strength anymore.
Really?
We play baseball every Sunday in the summer. It's just one of those that just don't fit the schedule.
Okay.
But I'm glad they're back and up and running.
Yeah.
So that's always good.
They've always done a good brunch. And I saw some of the pictures that Sadie took, and maybe some other people took some up there as well.
Now,
and
it Sadie all did great. You guys did an episode with Sadie.
Yeah, just came out yesterday.
Keohe Clark.
Yeah, Kilo. Just Sadie Clark.
Sadie Clark. Yeah. And
she's told me that because I've asked her that. She's like, it's just Sadie Clark. I'm like, okay.
That episode's done some traction. We'll talk about more of your episodes next week, but we want to get into what else you've eaten here in the last couple minutes. All right, go. I'm sweating. I've got my bib out. I'm ready.
Yeah, so I hadn't been to Village Deli in years.
Downtown.
Years. I know. It's weird. I don't know, man. It's nothing. I love Costello. I like Soma. I just hadn't been forever. So played basketball at Twin Lakes Sunday. Then we went over there. I did the Eggs Benedict and then a cinnamon roll pancake. My only complaint was that
there's no cream cheese frost.
How'd you know?
That's right.
Read me like a book. it was just hot in there. I was just hot. It was toasty, but I can't. We've had issues with our AC at the Chocomoose, so I'm never going to hold that against someplace.
That's another one you want to hit before the kids come back. That is a truly, truly student place.
And that's the big reason why I haven't been there for it. It's like I just don't want to go deal with hordes of students a lot of the time on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Every time you drive by it, there are kids and their parents out there.
Yeah.
Every time. And that's a great – you know what? Every year people keep going there and keep eating there. It's exciting.
It was good. I mean, the food was good. The service was actually really good. I don't give enough shout out to when you get really good service. I know we've talked about that at length.
We like to complain about it more than we like to
highlight
it, right?
This kid, he had an accent. I couldn't tell you where it was from, but he was just on top of it.
Well, it wasn't British.
It wasn't British. It wasn't Australian.
like the Geico lizard. What are you, man? Which one?
I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you what it's not.
One more. Take it away. I want you to stay all afternoon, but
dude, that's
busy.
Tough. Okay, can I just rapid fire?
Yeah.
All right, so I just did the steak wrap over at Yogi's. That was excellent. K-Bop did their galbi, their L.A. style, like beef ribs. The Korean restaurant across from the Chocolate Mousse. Did lunch there yesterday. Did a to-go box from the Taste of India buffet. Butter chicken, a little veggie pakora, some naan. Gable's Bagels, everything bagel with their smoked whitefish. Shout out to James for smoking some really good whitefish. Happy Thai, crispy chicken. You already know that's my order every time. Fat Dan's did their hot Italian
What'd
sub.
What'd you call me? Yeah. I'm blessed, not Dan.
Oh, Big Mike.
That's it. That's what I used to call my dad back in the
Big Mike
in
and the boys.
Old days. Great to see you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, always fun coming in the studio here. Glad to pop over.
Come in at like 3:05, man. We ain't got 20. This 20 minutes.
I know it goes by too quick.
Well, we got too many jokes to get in. Not enough time.
Working up my routine.
That's the Hall of Famer Jordan Davis, the Chocolate Mousse Operations Manager, Food Truck Maestro, and Food Dude. See you later, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Brought to you this
that.
Afternoon by our great friends at Olive Leaf and the Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side.